My name is Rusty Norman, and I want to welcome you to Just a Fan's View. I know you can go just about anywhere and find out about NASCAR from the drivers or crew chiefs and commentators' point of view, and I think that is great. But that's not what you'll find here. What you will find here is a view of NASCAR racing, in particular NASCAR Sprint Cup racing, from just a fan's view. Look, I'm a NASCAR fan, and I race stock cars at the local tracks in our area for years. That doesn't make me an expert, but it does mean I like to talk about racing, and I like to talk about NASCAR racing. And I do relate to it because I've been in the driver's seat. Admittedly, I never went racing in the big leagues, but I did build my own cars, and I did win more than one championship while racing at our local tracks. I loved racing then, and my love for NASCAR racing has spanned over many years and has only increased over that time. I give an opinion of the races from my view as a fan before they happen, and then I offer my afterthoughts a few days after the weekly Sprint Cup races, also from my perspective. Now, you don't have to just read them, because I also read them to you in a form of podcast, better described as a blogcast, simply because I want to make it easy for you to see what I really meant when I wrote it down. Check it out. I really do think you'll like it. Just click on the play button above every article. Once again, this is Russ, and I'd like to thank you for visiting today. Come back and visit us often here at Just a Fan's View, and tell a friend where to find us. The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is Chase Race 5 Afterthoughts from a NASCAR Fan's View. Chase Race number 5 was definitely a night some would like to forget. It was a night of surprises and disappointments for several chasers and an overall good night for others. Had it not been for an accident later in the race, Jimmy Johnson would still be sitting comfortably in the top five just a few points back. Instead, he and his number 48 team have their work cut out for them over the next few weeks just to stay in contention. Yes, it was an eventful night for the chasers, and there was quite a bit of points position swapping, but that's what makes this year's chase as interesting as it is. From this fan's view, it just goes to show, when NASCAR makes a change, it is usually good for the sport, no matter what people thought of it when they did it. In case you're wondering, yes, I am talking about the changes made to the point system this year. It has probably been the biggest contributor to the excitement level, not only for the chase itself, but all year long as well. Just for a moment, let's take a look at the bottom four spots in the top 12. Unfortunately for Denny Hamlin, I think it is all over but the shouting for him to be in contention for the Cup. He is basically three full races behind the front runners, and for him to have any kind of shot at all would mean he has to finish first, while the top four or five finish as close to last as possible at the same time. Does that sound as impossible to you as it does to me? Yeah, that's what I thought you'd say. Even though it is true Denny Hamlin has been in the last spot for the chase all along, Jeff Gordon has been doing his level best to take that 12th spot away from him. I have to admit, I didn't expect him to be mired this close to finishing last in the top 12 for the chase, but their luck, or something else, changed when they hit the chase races, and the number 24 team just hasn't been competitive so far. Ryan Newman hasn't been that much better, and he is another one that has been running consistently in the middle to the back of the pack and just can't seem to catch a break. It isn't that his cars haven't been fast, they just haven't been fast enough, and he hasn't been able to be there at the end of the races. Dale Jr. is actually moving up in the points, or maybe I should say the other three I just mentioned are falling back faster than he is. And though it is good to see him in the chase, it would be better to see him be more competitive. Overall, he has had a fairly big turnaround this year, but from my view, he just isn't strong competitively yet. In fact, I'll say this. none of the Hendrick cars are looking all that consistent when it comes to being competitive in the chase, and that is unusual. From my view, it looks like the competition has caught up to them, along with the fact that all of the NASCAR Cup teams are running within tenths of a second of each other from the fastest to the slowest, and it makes it hard for anyone to dominate. It only takes being a little off for a weekend, and it usually means finishing way back in the pack. From this fan's view, for Gordon, Newman, and Earnhardt to have any kind of a chance at all for winning the Cup, or even coming close, there just about has to be a total reversal of the way they've been finishing and the way the top runners have. With five races to go, it is an overwhelming task, but not completely out of the realm of possibilities. With Talladega and Martinsville next on the schedule, anything is possible, but unless something really extraordinary happens over the next 2 weeks, I'm not getting too excited for them. Jimmy Johnson is the interesting story for this week. He had a car that could have possibly won and was running, well, okay at the time of his duel with the wall. And the wall won, by the way. But a pit road decision for four tires by Chad Knaus seemed to dig them a bit of a hole, and they never quite dug out of it. It seemed to this fan track position was more important than tires, and being in dirty air seemed to have more negative consequences than usual for more than just the 48 team. If they hadn't been in the position they were in, he may have never had this confrontation with the wall. I know that sounds rather cliche, but it's true. Jimmy Johnson's hard contact with the wall was a testament to the safety measures NASCAR has put into effect for driver safety over the last 10 years, in particular since Dale Sr.'s fatal accident, and it was another one that a NASCAR driver walked away from. And now on a more serious note, our hearts and prayers go out to the family and friends of Dan Weldon. The racing world lost a great one in the accident at Las Vegas. Although it is a tragedy, it is also a time for all race fans to pull together and support the Weldon family as best we can. It is also a time for finding out how to make the Indy cars and all race cars safer than they already are. Racing is a dangerous sport, and those that are close to it are very familiar with the risks involved. No one should take for granted the safety features built into race cars, and we all need to remember and appreciate just how dangerous a sport auto racing is. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi everyone, my name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, five themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give Two Buck Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get Two Buck Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.